Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 64. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, what's going on, brother?
Oh, nothing too much. It's Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's right. Nice, yeah.
Let's get creepy.
Nate, what do you know?
I don't know. it's Saturday. Crazy.
Yeah.
He's pleasantly surprised to be here.
Went to the, what was it? The Quaker Day Parade Festival.
What's
today.
A Quaker?
Quaker.
That's what I get all the time.
What's a Quaker? That's the guy on the oatmeal.
Uh-huh. Exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Saw your kids. Two of them.
I haven't seen two of my kids today.
So you have, yeah. I said, Ella, your dad told me to make sure you're behaving yourself. And she goes, I am behaving myself. Mm-hmm. And she gave me this little look like, mm-hmm. I said, likely story. And I said, but see, I had my sunglasses on, and I knew, obviously, she wasn't prepared for me to come.
You're incognito.
Say hi. So I said, put my sunglasses down. I said, do you know who I am? And she goes, you're Todd. I go, okay. Just
make and sure. Then she asked for your autograph.
No, I asked for hers.
Right, yeah. The Ella Bryn Lehman.
And I tried to steal some candy, but she wouldn't have it. Anyway, No. We're doing good. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
We're going to get this just in time for our listeners.
We are. And then we're going to be on the radio today.
I know.
Woop, woop.
Sophia Temporelli, the ghost host.
I'm excited.
I am too.
It'll be fun.
Okay, so Sean, why don't you tell our creepies what we're going to discuss?
Well, this is 64, so I'm going to do this. I know you're not going to like it, but when I'm 64, boom, boom, I don't get to do that very often. So we are going to talk about a local haunted area, place, city. It's not really a city. It's a town. Right? Yeah, it's a burg.
A little town.
It's Joppa, Indiana, and it is very close here. I said it right. Joppa, not Joppa. I put Jop like hop. On my sheet. I am in kindergarten.
Whatever works.
I'm in kindergarten over here. But yeah, it's close to Plainfield and Mooresville. And I'm going to give credit where credit's due. This really isn't, I mean, this is, I guess, considered mine. But Leah Wagler, she's going to love that I tripped over her name.
Her husband was my son's baseball coach.
Brandon.
They are good guys. And he went to school with my wife.
Yeah. So. I'm not just saying this, but they are wonderful people.
They are very
and
nice.
And their children. Yep.
A sweet family.
Lots of love to them, and they know that. So anyway, so I appreciate her. She came up to me at a baseball game and that we were at together, and she said, have you ever heard of Joppa? And I was like, I've heard of Joppa, but no.
Yeah.
And I had not. And I've lived here since 2016, so I don't know anything about it, but we have looked into it, and we are going to cover it. So thank you, Leah, for that.
We appreciate it.
And it's her youngest son, Charlie's, I believe, fourth birthday today, so.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Yes, he's cute.
Wow. Is he the youngest one?
He is. Oh, he loves Godzilla, superheroes. What did she say? I forget all the... And sea creatures. He wants to discover or search for underwater sea creatures when he gets older. And I was like, that's awesome.
And he's a middle-aged and creeped out listener.
Of course. I mean, of course he is. Well, I think this is going to get Leah, maybe Brandon too, to be listeners. They better be, right?
Yeah. At least for this episode.
Hop on the train. It's still going. It's chugging along barely.
Hoppa on the Joppa.
Hoppa, right?
So this is a small little town close to us.
Yes. So I'm laying a little foundation, but there's not much to lay, down. And it is an unincorporated community in Guilford Township. That's us, right? Hendricks County, Indiana. A post office was established here in 1880. It remained in operation until it was discontinued in 1903. The community was named after Joppa or Jaffa in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all that Wikipedia has.
Thanks, creepies, for listening to
it's in the United
short episode.
It's in the United States.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to assume they already figured that out.
That's a little bit of an inside joke there.
Yeah, I was telling one of my coworkers the other day about it, and I said, you know, a town usually becomes official when they establish a post office. However, it didn't last very long. 23 years. That was way over 100 years ago. It's a small little town.
It is.
Sure is. And I had never heard of it until she brought it up to you. And Nate, had you ever heard of or you said you went through it.
Yeah, I've driven through it, but I didn't know.
He blew his horn.
The name of the
You didn't know town. It was Joppin. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He blew his horn at 3 a.m.
So how did you know? You just looked up Joppin, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, I was on that road. Mm-hmm. Is that how you, okay.
Yeah, I looked it up on the map, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been through there.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, What is the? Do you remember the roads? Because or what?
You
the,
said it's over it's by the orchard.
Hendricks County Line Road, I think.
Anderson okay. Orchards over there, right?
Well, it's not too one, far from there. One country road over.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's not okay,
far.
Okay.
So we at least I know it's the general there. Area. I'm pretty sure that I could drive through there now and still not know that I'm in.
I know.
This town. Yeah, there's not much there. Houses mainly.
Village.
Yeah.
And this
grass.
Berg.
Trees.
Yeah. And that's hey, with, creek. That's with all the love in our
couple
heart.
Couple squirrels.
Right?
Was that a chipmunk?
Yeah, wow. Look at the wildlife at Joppa.
Satanic one, maybe.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to start with the. So it says, rumor has it, after midnight, usually around 3 a.m., as you near the church, because there is a church there, you'll find a white pickup truck. The legend differs from here, with some stories saying it will flash its lights at you and chase you out of town. Other versions insist that if you flash your lights, it will chase you. The folklore surrounding this tiny town and the church indicate that it's a front for satanic worship and paranormal activity. One story of a Hoosier who was chased by the truck even indicates that upon re-entering, he found graffiti spelling out "The Enforcer" in the spot where the truck was originally parked. I heard that over and over and over
now again. There's a section of road out there that's out in the cornfields, and it's I think they call it graffiti road.
Yeah.
And as you get to it and drive on the pavement there, it's all covered in graffiti.
Yeah. Well, somebody, one of the videos I watched, they pulled over and there was a car, like remnants of a car that had been burned and just incinerated. And they're like, this was a car. So they were looking at the graffiti and trying to figure out, because there's a lot of that enforcer stuff and satanic type symbology and whatever, as I understand.
I'm wondering if like little towns like that, because I am drawing a blank on it, and I know people are going to scream into their phones or whatever. It's in Kansas. It's not Atchison. But there's a cemetery that they patrol it, and they'll run you out because they don't want people just hanging out. But it's like literally you drive to it and right through it. There's like maybe a stoplight.
They're trying to protect their satanic activity.
That's what it's for. I mean, it's one of the gates of hell.
Yeah,
and so
it kind of
you walk downstairs, and then they say it and it just goes on and on and on. But anyway, it's these little towns that I think are just as creepy as the larger cities. But I mean, I'm thinking though, these little towns are easy to do. Like if it is true, like the satanic worship, because there's no one around. I mean, so you're they're kind of isolated. So I think there's something to it.
They said there's also a cemetery on the church grounds where legends claim some of the cult rituals are carried out. No matter what's actually happening here, most local residents still agree that there's something creepy in this little town's past. I watched several videos that are out there, and I did not see any photographs or video of this happening. It's only stories, so that means that we have to go do this ourselves, right? But if you go late at night, this truck, it's white, and it has like a sign across the back that has an upside down cross and basically satanic symbolism. And some have said that it says the Enforcer, or they see the graffiti that says it, but that he does. This one guy said he was going to investigate, and he had the encounter with the white truck, and the white truck like turned around and killed its lights, and then all of a sudden when it came up upon him, turned them back on and like just started and basically chased him out of town. And so he was trying to go by himself. So he said he will not go back without extra people. And he also had some kind of an encounter, or it might have been a different one, I'm sorry. Somebody that went up, and there was a figure on a porch, and he was coming out. They were just trying to look around the town. It's not very big, right? And it was this cloaked figure that they came up upon sitting on a porch, and they were trying to figure out what the face looked like and see if they could talk to this person. Supposedly, there was no face in this cloak. And the figure kind of got up very ominously and they said that you could just feel like this horrible, like dark presence. And it was coming towards them, and it grabbed a pitchfork and then just started like sprinting after them. So they were like, we got to get out of here. So that to me is super scary. So whether you, and it sounds, like you have to take people, on their word. So you don't know. And I don't know these people. So you just, but it would be. It would be so scary if that happened.
That would.
Might be just a community of crazy people.
Cult? A cult, you say?
That was Nate that said that.
I don't want the
Jopalonians coming after us. So, or whatever they're called. So, when you said that he sat there and then he stood up, I thought you were going to say he went, "Hey, guys, how you doing?"
Right, exactly. It feels obvious, a cartoon character, right?
Can I help you?
Welcome to Jopalonians.
That is a little scary to think.
It's very scary.
And he grabbed a pitchfork, you say. That would be a little...
Okay, yeah. Now, who nowadays has a pitchfork, number one? And number two, because I kept thinking,
what are they going to say he's going to
grab? I figured he'd grab, I don't know what, I figured he's going to grab.
So I have a baseball bat in my trunk.
And chainsaw.
I'm like, let's go.
They got away from the guy, chainsaw. I guess. But
he has his chainsaw.
I mean, they obviously don't want you there. So
no.
We got to go investigate. I mean, I don't understand why we wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, besides the whole satanic ritual stuff.
I have a little story for you. So this young lady, Madison Bruce, says, "Senior Madison Bruce sits in her orange Honda Element, too scared to even leave her car. Her friends, armed with golf clubs," it's not bad, "venture out to investigate the edifice before them, but she makes sure that one stays with her. There's safety in numbers, as you said. After all, her friends return shortly after swearing that they had heard something strange, so she puts the car in reverse, tires screech, and in deft pursuit of them. Bruce says, it's a white truck. You always hear that it's the satanic church and there are people there that are going to come kill you," she said. "The truck definitely confirmed the rumors for me." And as we said, the story goes that the church, quickly, yeah, dubbed Joppa, worships the evil breed of Satanism and has its cultist meanings at some odd hours of the night, and that if you dare visit, you're bound to be chased by a white truck. And then she says, "I've heard that they go there at 3 a.m, then they sacrifice animals." I was certain that the driver of the white truck sacrifices animals in his free time. Mm-hmm. You really think it's some man in a black coat coming to kill you. So that's
it's super scary with no face.
It did not say. So, sorry, I didn't see the last paragraph. It said the urban legend has driven countless high schoolers to visit the church, be it out of boredom, adventure, or morbid curiosity. The church's pastor, John Parsons, said that it has raised concerns about the safety of their endeavors. What you got?
There's a picture of the graffiti that says "The Enforcer."
Oh, The Enforcer.
Now, that doesn't mean that somebody couldn't just...
Is that Arn Anderson? He was the...
Tried to,
from
right?
The, from the yes, Four Horsemen.
Wrestling, you're right.
He was The Enforcer.
Man, I didn't even think of that. You know, people could just try to perpetuate these myths and
oh, build on top of each...
Or trying to play with people's minds, yeah.
Or some did
imagination.
They?
Somebody with the white truck.
Maybe not, yeah.
Knows the urban legend.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? People.
Yeah.
Laughing his butt off as they're squealing out of town.
That's high.
And then all of a sudden, another white
likely.
Truck starts chasing him. Wait a minute.
Like that.
Right. I like it. I think it's cool because it's really close to us.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. And I think it's also interesting that I've never heard of it.
I know, because it said the other town is Monrovia, which is just west of us. That's mm-hmm. where I go to get my tattoos. And I'm
Monrovia,
like, how
yeah.
did we not know about Joppa, Indiana? So
I don't know. It's a tiny little place.
Yeah, it is. And it's
maybe we should all retire there. That's where we need to settle down.
Is that you
our,
make,
our Mako headquarters? Yeah. Headquarters.
Well, I thought we were going to do one south. Well, you know what? Let's just do, okay. Joppa will be our west.
By the church.
The one that we did a mini on that you said hurt your neighbor, or your neighbor, your, was it a friend or a coworker lives across the street or something? One that, it's on the south in Franklin. Whatever.
That's the candlelight house.
Yeah.
Yes,
so that'll be the south side
around here.
Mako headquarters. We'll pick an east side and then we'll do a north side.
I had a mental fog there for a minute. It's like, wait a minute. What are we talking about?
No, but this place is worth checking out because it's
lore,
just the legends.
I love
stories
it.
Are
I
fun.
Really do.
Again, nothing could happen. Probably nothing will happen. That's not the point. The right. point is the anticipation mm-hmm. or the buildup that is the fun part.
And if you don't like this, you can thank Leo Wagler. So it's the Wagler's fault. That's all I can say.
About the story?
Uh-huh.
That's a great story. No, I
know.
No,
people out there are like, I don't like this.
This is great.
I do. Oh, I do too. I love it.
We don't know any of the stuff we've talked about for 18 months is true.
It's
not the point again. it's the fact that it could, you know, and you can't. Hey, if somebody says, well, we had some faceless guy in a cloak with a pitchfork coming after us. Well, I mean, can't say it didn't happen. So,
right.
Nate, you got something there?
Just that the church really isn't in Joppa.
What?
Oh
man, you just debunked the whole thing. Thanks a lot.
Cut his mic off, Sean. Oh.
I can't do that.
So what's the deal
only,
with it? So
what, it says Joppa actually refers to the township adjacent to the church. Its real name is the Belleville Bible Church, and it isn't even in Joppa.
Oh.
Dang it. We should have discussed this before we started talking.
No, that's good. That's,
no,
that's,
it is. That's, I know Belleville.
I didn't see that.
The what is it?
Yeah, I drive through Belleville.
The pastor, he says that he's replaced windows in the church more times than he can count.
Oh, I bet. People are
vandalism and stuff.
I believe that. That's too bad, too. That, I don't.
So our first part of this episode didn't help the cause, but now we're kind of helping the cause, so we're balancing this out.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Maybe claimed as being satanic because there actually was a satanic church nearby.
Oh,
but it doesn't say where.
Okay. Well, Belleville, I drive through there to take the guy, Rodney, that does our cars, details our cars.
Yeah,
you drive through Belleville. Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting. Like when I was a kid in Kokomo, I remember, you know, there was all kind of awful things. You can't help some of the things. There's a KKK history there. That's awful and ridiculous. And there was also, I know when we were in, I won't be real specific with it, but this was in Kokomo. It was like the Outer Banks of Kokomo, one of the neighborhoods. We were in the woods, just kids, you know, looking through the woods, hanging out, you know, having fun. And we ran across like a little satanic area where there was upside down crosses and people that were doing some kind of rituals. I don't know what they were doing. We got this feeling of like, we shouldn't be here and that ominous. Mm-hmm. And we got the heck out of there because we're like, this isn't okay. We didn't, you know, none of us as little kids understood what satanic worship was, but we knew that what we were seeing wasn't good. So,
okay.
Well, I found this about the actual church. We always called the little community over there Joppa, and that's where the church was. It was in Morgan County, not too far down there, 2.5 miles away from here. There used to be a satanic church, and I think that's why they got to coming here. When somebody burned it.
Says the church has been burned down twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
That's not good.
You think you can get a cup of cup of Joppa and Joppa? I didn't say that fast enough. I ran over that. So I couldn't get Leah's name out. I can't get Joppa Joppa out.
Leah Wagner.
Hello, Wagner.
And Joppa.
She knows. She knows. She's met me.
Nobody around there has a white truck.
Yeah, he says, as for who drives the supposed white truck, Parsons said, that too has been fabricated. He also says, there's people with trucks here. There's nobody who has a white truck. There's a lot more to the situation than I'll ever know. There is something going on. Always has been. So,
you know. I was going to say, in the minister's backyard, I saw that there's like a tarp over a white truck. So that's, no, I'm kidding.
That's no, right. You know what?
Drive my white truck.
It's, huh?
We can drive my white truck.
Nice, yeah. I don't have a truck, but I'll buy a white truck.
We can scare crap out of people. That's,
when Libby wants to,
we can scare crap out of people until the actual white truck shows up. It'd be like Scooby-Doo.
Well, Olivia wants a white or a truck for her first vehicle, and I said, yeah, we're all for that. And so maybe we'll buy a white truck, and then we'll just drive it up and down Joppa, Indiana. She'll love to do that. She would.
The myth and lore. This has gotten quite silly.
Yeah. You know, Silver Bullet, the movie?
Yeah.
With Corey Haim.
Oh, yeah.
When the preacher gets attacked by the werewolf and gets turned into, well, hey. And,
it's good to happen.
Maybe maybe he is. Maybe he owns the white truck. Oh, no. There's nobody has a white truck here.
You're going to get a suit.
Hey, pastor, what's the white truck?
Don't go looking in that garage over
right,
there.
Exactly.
You're going to get a suit for slander. You know that, right?
Yeah. No,
these are just jokes, people.
I'm just joking.
Until they're not.
Entertainment.
Joppalonians, do not, again, do not come after.
There's a guy with a pitchfork right behind you, Todd.
Probably is.
Knock, knock, knock.
You know, there was a person with a pitchfork at the Quaker Day parade. I was wondering what he was doing.
I heard you're going to talk bad about Joppa.
A black robe over him.
Yeah. Right. And he had no face.
No face, yeah. Did you give him a card?
But I gave him a business card.
He wanted your autograph.
I said, hey, Ron, all the...
Yeah, give me your autograph real quick.
Do we want to check out Joppa? Now, see...
I do.
We need to do that because there's no reason we can't.
No reason.
Drive through it.
We got to have some flashlights, though.
We've got flashlights. Who do we know that has flashlights?
Well, I don't know.
We got to have some muscle, and there we got that
we got
too.
Nate, we got Nate, yeah. Nate, with the
Sasquatch.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it like on a Friday night.
A Saturday night tonight.
Can't do it tonight.
Okay. Can't do it tonight.
How about a Sunday night? That's sacrilegious, right?
Maybe no, I'm not doing it on a Sunday night.
I'm kidding.
I think a Tuesday terror.
Ooh. Now, that's a good idea.
That would be fun.
We'll have that as Nate's first.
My first.
We'll credit Nate's. Yeah. It's Tuesday terror with some footage of us running out of.
For some reason, I think that if we go there, we're going to run into a white truck. Now, I'm not saying it's the white truck of the scary part, but I'm like, we're going to see one and we're going to go, oh my gosh. We're all the times.
We're out.
Yeah, right.
We should probably
take. I thought he said there's no white trucks here.
I know.
We should probably take somebody
say,
with us.
It's going to say, bless you or amen. Wait a minute.
We need Aaron or Christina to come with us probably and
everybody
validate some of this stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Sophia, all our friends. All our friends. Yeah. Heck yeah.
We have a lot of investigating.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just admit. Whoa,
that was confirmation.
Just admit the women are tougher than we are.
yes, that's yeah. Notice we didn't say Micah, did we? Sorry, Micah.
I'm
but let's
sure,
have Micah come too. Yes.
Oh yeah. I don't have anything else on Joppa. Do you guys have any other little
tidbits? It was fun though.
Or, no. Oh, a great little
story. Never knew about it.
I'm just glad I know about Joppa now.
Yeah. Thank you again, Leah.
Yeah, that was great. I appreciate that very much, and hopefully they will listen to our podcast.
That's why I've mentioned her at least three or four times now.
Tell her that it'll drop today.
I don't know if we've hinted enough, Leah, but tell everybody out there.
Did she say how she heard about it, or like did you, I mean it was just
it's where she practices her cult-like ritualistic.
Brandon has
activities.
A white truck.
That's right. You stole that joke from me. Yes, I'm sorry. She's gonna hate. Now she's never gonna listen, and now she's gonna hate all of three of us, and that's just the way it's gonna be.
I won't be the first one to hate me.
But this might be the first time we figured it out. Is that you, Nate?
Yeah.
You piped down over there.
Getting to silence my phone.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Ain't no thing.
You know what? Let's turn it over to our man, Nate. Nate?
Well, I think we had a tall glass of Joppa, and that's a wrap.
It's a good idea. Need a tall glass of something.
Wheezy on out of here.
Wheezy on out of here. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 64 and our discussion on the little town of Joppa, Indiana. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Get to the Joppa.